Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Happy autumn. Happy Libra season. Thank you so much for joining me today with Life Journeys with Serena. I'm really excited for today's show, and I'm really feeling very grounded as we are settling into fall. Fall is, it's always been one of my favorite seasons. It's hard to pick a favorite season because as we transition into each new season, I fall in love with it all over again. But fall has always had such a special place in my heart. I do love the reset that it encourages. I love the slower days. I almost feel like I have more of a justification to curl up with a book or spend more time with my pets or just connect with the people in my life. And I know that's not how everyone always experiences fall, but it's such a cozy time for me. And it has been really a wonderful launch into autumn for me. So I hope you all are feeling that peace and that calm as we are getting things a little more quiet and as our days are getting shorter. I also feel like my animals always feel that shift too. My cat has been so bonded to me through, well, I'm about 7.5 months pregnant right now, so he's been very bonded to me throughout this pregnancy, but for the past couple of days, he has been by my side every chance that he gets. And so I actually went into the chat room right before the show started and posted a picture of my little guy because he is settled in with me right here. And I don't know if you can hear the purring. It gets loud at some moments, but he has set up right next to my microphone, and we'll see if there's any chaos that comes with that. He has his moments. He's still young. He's about a year and a few months. So he still has his little rebellious, crazy moments when he decides to push some boundaries. But that's just one thing we really love about him. He's got the spunk, which is just, he's such a big character. So if you guys have any familiars or any wonderful pets or animals in your life that you'd like to share, I always love seeing those photos. They really do bring me so much joy. So if you want to pop those into the chat room, you can actually go into the chat room by going to 12radio.com, and then you will find the chat button on the left hand side. Click that and it'll take you into our Facebook group that's also called 12radio. And if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see my banner, which is me and my pup on the beach. You can add your comments there. And whether you want to post some pictures or post some questions, or if you want a reading, you can put a question in there as well. I will be taking readings today. So if you have a question that's been on your mind or something that's been bothering you, or would just like a general reading and a general check-in on your energy, I'm more than happy to help out there as much as I can. So I'll make sure to keep checking in on the chat room throughout our show today. And something else I really love doing is a general reading for everyone listening. So whether you are catching me live or you're listening to one of the encores later throughout the week, or if you find me on demand where you can listen to any of my shows that are saved on 12radio, this general reading can apply to you and can be sometimes that little nudge or that little message that can encourage you to take that leap or slow down or whatever the message ends up being. So yeah, it does look like, okay, for those of you who are feeling like you have a shift coming up in your life, or you're waiting and yearning for this change, and it feels like there's been a block, or it feels like I'm dealing with the same thing over and over again, it looks like you have a little bit longer to go before that change is going to pop and before that comes into your life. And the important thing for you to hold on to are your connections, whether that's a partner or a sibling or a best friend or your parents or a kid or just whoever is in your life that you feel most bonded to right now. That's your lifeline through this. The hard time that you're going through is going to be best survived, and you may even be able to thrive if you're able to focus on the connections, the beautiful connections that you have in your life, and then that will help that change pop, and that will help that change come into existence for you. And I'm so sorry that you're holding on to that, you're feeling like you're stuck. As we all have those moments, absolutely. But yeah, if any of you want a general reading, go ahead and leave a comment in the chat room right under the banner, and I'll make sure to get to you guys, and I'll make sure I'm refreshing throughout the show. So I do want to spend some time today talking about a topic that is really important to me. And that topic is storytelling. And honestly, I really can't believe that I haven't gone deep into this topic yet on this show. I mean, given how often I think about it, and also just given how big a role it has in my life. And see, I mean, I've always been a really big reader. I absolutely love books. They're one of my favorite things about life. And ever since I was a kid, I would devour books and I'd reread my favorites over and over and over again. And maybe a series like His Dark Materials or the Alana series or Harry Potter, I would read them over and over again. And I also, from a really young age, I loved connecting with people over stories, right? Whether it was talking about these books that we both loved, or just hearing about their story or stories of their family or these big moments that defined their life or impacted them. And from a really young age, I quickly learned that people's lives and the things that motivate them, the patterns that pop up, the relationships that they have, like so much of our lives, they feel so similar to these books that I love so much, only they're rooted in reality. And now, I didn't need this connection to reality to justify my love of books and storytelling. Like, I would have loved books and reading regardless. But it ended up setting me on a very specific path, this love of storytelling. And I've noticed that it's really opened me up so much. It's opened up so many parts of my life and has led me down a really specific path. And like when I connect with people on this love of narratives and this love of stories, it doesn't ever really take very long to find some sort of story that just lights up their face and brings them joy. And it's always something that I am easily able to connect with complete strangers on. Whether it's something based in fantasy and is fiction, or if it's something, a story of real life or a story of history or a story in the news, there's so many stories that just fill our lives and have such a significant impact on our lives. And we don't really ever talk about storytelling this way and the role that it has. And I mean, it's what I want to focus on today because I really think that the reason why storytelling has so much power in our lives, and the fact that it can really easily bring us immense joy, or it can really quickly break our hearts, I mean, it's because we value storytelling. Whether we're aware of it or not, we have a value of these stories. And they shape us, they really do. And some people, they have a really conscious relationship with storytelling, right? Like if you're a lover of books or movies like me. While other people really may not be aware of the role that storytelling has in their lives, right? Regardless of which category that you fall into, storytelling and narrative, it impacts your life in a very real way. in a very real way, right? Our interactions with the people around us are jam-packed with contrasting narratives, right? Or with inspiring moments, or with character growth, or with conflicts, or with regressions, or with victories, right? We have so many of these moments just sprinkled into our lives. And I mean, this is not a simplification of life, and it's also not a romanticization, right? I'm not romanticizing life and saying, oh, it's like a fantasy story. I really think that this is a lens through which we can understand life. And I also think it's a great way to enrich life. I think adding more stories and more storytelling into your life is a wonderful way to bring more joy into your life. So, first, let's talk about those of us who already know that we love storytelling, right? Who already get so excited about that new show that's coming up and wait every week for the next one to come, or who read novels all the time or every once in a while, or who loves going to the movies, right? All of this is storytelling. And we all have our favorite stories, whether they're books or shows or movies. And for me, a longtime favorite book series of mine is His Dark Materials, which some of you may know as The Golden Compass. And this fantasy series is just brilliant. I love, I'm going to try not to go into it too much because I could talk forever. But this series, one of the things that I think about all the time, right now, it's been 4 or 5 years since I last read it. And I think about it pretty frequently. This one aspect of it that I just, from a really young age, from the first time I read this book, I wanted this to be how life worked. And the thing that is such a big part of this story is the author personified the idea of a soul, right? Your soul in this series is a character. And it's a companion that takes the shape of an animal, which in the series is called a demon. And the type of animal is a reflection of the person's character and the person's soul. And then the bond between human and demon is extremely sacred and something that is really valued throughout the series. And it's so just a wonderful balance and explanation for the fact that these two beings that are entirely separate characters, separate names, they're always opposing genders, they really find balance in one may be more bold and the other may be more shy. And it's really just one person, right? It's the person and their soul. It's one person, but it has two separate forms. And this animal connection, I always thought was so brilliant. And the fact that the animal changes based off of your personality is just so wonderful. And I first read this book, I think, when I was 13, 12 or 13. And I really wanted this to be true. I really, really loved. So I really thought this was fascinating. I always wondered what my demon would look like. And this is really just one aspect of the whole world building that goes into this series. But it's really been one of my favorite parts of the story. But what I want to focus on in thinking about my personal favorite series, right? This series called His Dark Materials that I'm talking about is the main character, this young woman named Lyra, right? She is spunky. She's witty, she's fearless, and it's just such a wonderful lens that we get to experience this story through because it's really told through her perspective and it's told through her journey. And the way that we get to see this world through her eyes is the reason I've read and reread this series so many times. And there's so many moments throughout these three books where I see myself in her. And more importantly, though, there are even more moments where I'm inspired by her. And I think this is the crucial part of this type of storytelling. And I think it also really defines the role that it plays in my life personally. And through many rereads, I don't even know how many times I've read this series, but I can remember what it was like to first read this book when I was 12 or 13, and where I wondered if I would be able to do the brave things that she was doing in the book. I really remember sitting there going, wow, that is courageous. I wonder if I was in that situation, if I would have the guts to do that too. I hope, and remember thinking, I hope that I could, I hope that I would. Or I remember when I was 16 and reading the book again, and my experience was different. It changed. It's the exact same book, but my experience was different. And I was inspired by her charisma. And I remember making the conscious decision to try to incorporate some of that spunk and some of that fire into my interactions because I thought it would bring me a lot of joy and a lot of confidence. I wanted to try it on to see if it was something that I could do or to see if it would feel natural. And some of it didn't. And I realized that that's just not who I am. And that was okay. But some of it did fit. And that inspiration gave me the motivation and the courage to speak up or to be brave in a moment where maybe without that inspiration, maybe I wouldn't have been that bold. And I wouldn't have realized that I'm capable of more. I wouldn't have taken that chance. And this book, which by the way is now an HBO series, and they did a pretty good job, but the books are definitely better. This book, it's held a very sacred role in my life. And I think it's been so sacred for so many years because that role has changed as I've grown. And as I've changed through different stages and eras in my life, and reading it as an adult and reading it in my mid-20s was such a different experience than reading it when I was a teenager and really, it's of course it's a you know so much more about life. And I think at the same time, it'll be a completely different experience reading it as a mother when I have this bond with my child. That's going to be such a different perspective in life. And I think that's such a key part of it, is our favorite stories that whether we reread it or not, there may be a story that you've read once, that you read 10 years ago, that you still think about because it impacted you so much. But I guarantee that it is impacting you differently today than it did 10 years ago. Because you have changed, your perspective has changed. And the perspective is such a key aspect of this role that storytelling has in our lives. And it's something I'm really going to focus on in a moment because perspective is everything. And I think storytelling in books and fiction, whether it's in a book or a movie or a show, right? Whatever way you digest that fiction or have that fiction in your life, it is so powerful. And the perspective is everything. And I think it gives us a lot of tools to work with the rest of our life because the way that we understand perspective through the rest of our life is also extremely impactful. And so the other layer of all of this is that I think storytelling impacts us so severely because it reflects our emotions. It really accurately reflects moments of our lives that we know so well and that are hugely pivotal in our own lives. And without storytelling, I really think our lives would be a lot more dull. I do. It brings so much joy and light to our lives, but it also brings reflection. And it actually has the ability to push us to grow and to learn and to change if change is needed. It invites so much positive change into our lives. It opens the door to change if change is needed. And storytelling has so much power to bring us all together and to connect us to one another. And I think that's something that all of us need more. So many people are lonely or are yearning for that connection. And I'm not saying go read a book and find somebody else who's read that book. I'm saying that the skills that we learn through valuing storytelling invites the opportunity to connect with people on a deeper level. And so, for those of you who aren't book lovers or who don't fall in love with movies or with shows, and you don't really have that conscious value of storytelling in your life, I just want to say that storytelling is still a huge part of your life, I promise. And there are so many things that I could go into here, for examples, to show how consistent storytelling is. But the first thing that really comes to my mind is politics. And that's probably because there's a lot going on in politics right now. And I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of it all because that's a whole rabbit hole and I'd be here for hours. But so much of politics is about storytelling, right? It's about how the politicians present a narrative. It's about their perspective. It's about how the news then pitches these stories and how the narratives can be tweaked to fit different audiences or different goals. And when you think about the role that politics and news and the news has in our lives, it doesn't take long to realize that the things that really stick with us, the ones that we can't let go of when we all of a sudden say, no, I'm really adamant about my stance on this, those things are severely impacting us in the context of politics because they're stories that we can relate to, and they're stories that make us, they trigger our emotions. They're familiar. They don't feel so distant when so many of the other times everything in the news and politics can feel so far away. And so these are things that so severely impact us on a very direct level. And it's all rooted in storytelling, in how things are presented. And always, the parts of politics that really hit us are the things that touch us emotionally, in the same way that the stories that really impact us are the ones that touch us emotionally. And if you're not too sure about this whole politics of storytelling thing, you can also see storytelling in your own personal life, right? Your family may have a story that they love to tell about your grandpa, right? Maybe the story even shaped the way that your family interacts, or it shaped a tradition. And it can be, they don't have to even be big stories. It can be a really simple story, but you know exactly what I mean when I'm saying that one story about your grandparent or your great grandparent or your parents or someone in your family that everybody knows, and everybody knows this story in the family. And it shapes the way that everyone does something, right? Or maybe you've been told a story about yourself and something that you did when you were a baby or when you were a young kid. And that narrative may have shaped the way that you see yourself, or you see your origin, or you understand your own development into who you are today. That is powerful. And all it is a story. And it shapes so much, it impacts so much. Right? Or maybe you have a disagreement or a conflict with someone important in your life. Oftentimes, this issue stems from differing narratives, differing perspectives. You remember it one way, they remember it another way. You remember the situation exactly the same, but one of you remembered the importance of this one comment while the other one is still stuck up on this other comment. And it's just, you experience the exact same thing differently. And that is a different narrative. That is a different perspective. And what is storytelling if it isn't a specific perspective? Right now, what is one of those, let's see, one of the most famous sayings when it comes to resolving conflict is put yourself in their shoes. And all that really means is put down your own perspective so that you can listen to others. And so often, all we want from the people who mean the most to us is to be heard. And by that, I mean truly heard. You're not sitting there quietly as you wait for the next moment of silence so that you can jump in and continue telling your side of the story, right? I mean truly listening while setting down your own perspective, setting down your ego, and valuing their experience as just important as your own. And this is a skill, right? This is something that has to be practiced. And it's also something that I think comes a bit more naturally to people who love and value storytelling. Because we've spent so much time using that opportunity to fully get lost in a story as a break from our own lives, as a change, as a escape sometimes. I think so often people use books and movies and shows as an opportunity to experience that shift and experience that change. And you allow yourself to get lost in it, which means putting down your own crap and putting down your own worries so that you can fully get lost in that story. And that is training that exact same skill to be able to listen, because you are subconsciously practicing the act of putting down your own worry and actively listening and engaging in somebody else's perspective. It's a lot easier to do when it's a fantasy book that's about dragons. Right? It's a lot easier to do when it's something that you're really interested in and something that you just can't wait to find out what's next. It pulls us in that very concrete way. And when it's in contrast, right, it's a lot harder to do when it's about maybe you making a mistake, or it's about you not handling something in the best way that you could have. And you have to put down your own perspective, your own experience of that moment, and listen to this important person in your life's version of the story. It's not as easy as getting sucked into a fantasy, but it's that same skill. And if you haven't had that practice of getting lost in some other perspective that you know nothing about, it's going to be a lot harder to put down something that's so emotionally heavy and that you're so invested in for long enough to truly listen. It doesn't mean that people who love books aren't naturally amazing at this. We still have to work really hard on that listening capability. And it again, I mean, especially when it takes a lot to quiet our own emotions and truly focus on what the other person's experience is. It's just like the muscle that needs to be trained in order to get stronger. It's a skill that needs to be practiced. Now, I could talk about stories and storytelling and narratives and perspective forever, right? Clearly, it's something that is on my mind all the time. But I really wanted to talk to you all about this today because once you acknowledge the power of storytelling, you are actually inviting a new tool into your life. And I really don't think we put enough value on stories. Because stories can be our motivation, right? Stories can be the reason that we do so many things in our life. Stories can be the reason we're optimistic. And once we are able to actually recognize the role that storytelling has in our life, you unlock this tool, and this tool is really powerful, right? So, I mean, stories have the ability to bring us a lot of joy, and they have the ability to bring us together with people who we would have thought we had nothing in common with. And they have the ability to push us towards reflection and self-growth. And if we value stories and storytelling, then we're acknowledging that there is power in words. There is so much power in words. Think about the amount of times that you were having a really challenging day, and you just maybe you were struggling with, you couldn't even figure out how to love yourself. You couldn't figure out how to find that motivation, be and admit that you are worth it. If you had taken that moment to stop and look at yourself in the mirror and say out loud, I love you and I am worth it. I love myself and I am worth it. And I am worth the fight and I am worth the struggle. There is so much power in words, whether it's in a story we tell ourselves, or in the words that we may not fully believe, but that we still speak to ourselves. These affirmations are so powerful. Once you acknowledge that there's power in these words, you are unlocking that tool, right? Once you acknowledge that there is power in perspective, and acknowledge that that power can both be respected and abused, right? When you acknowledge these things and start to understand these things, we're opening up an opportunity to shift the way that we interact with both ourselves and with other people. And the tool that you are unlocking can be used in so many parts of your life. Whether it is about your relationship with yourself, your relationship with your motivation, your relationship with your daily routine and your life, and your relationship with repetition, your relationship with your family, with the people around you. This can be something that, by understanding the power of storytelling, the power of narrative, the power of words, you are unlocking another level of empathy. And you're unlocking a bigger connection that we all have to each other. And so let's look at an example. So, the next time that you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, right, take a step back and think of the bigger picture, the bigger narrative. Right? Let's say that you're overwhelmed by a long list of things that you need to do or that needs to get done. It's really easy to do. Long lists and not enough time are really overwhelming. Right? So by stepping back and slowing down and taking into consideration the larger narrative or a different perspective, you're opening up to the possibility that maybe this doesn't have to be overwhelming. Because in the big picture of things, what is actually crucial for you specifically to do on that list? If some of that list doesn't get done today, it will be okay. There may be some things that absolutely need to get done today, and they go to the top of the list, but there is no way that the entire list absolutely needs to get done today by you. For those things that do need to get done today, but don't need to be done by you can ask for help around some of those things that are on the list that are causing you that anxiety and that are making you feel overwhelmed. That doesn't mean that you aren't capable of doing these things. It simply means that you're taking this opportunity to grow. You're understanding that you are not an island. You do not exist in isolation. You are a part of a community. You are a part of a network. And if you're in a part of your life where you truly feel alone and you really don't know who you would reach out to in those moments of taking a step back and saying, I'm a part of a bigger picture, I don't need to do this on my own, but I don't know who I would reach out to, there are online communities that can provide help. You can find a group on Facebook that may have tips to make this list a lot shorter, to make your steps a lot more simpler. You can find somebody that you can pay to do some of these things. There's a lot of freelance websites out there where people are really looking for that opportunity, and you can help them and they can help you. There are networks and communities out there, whether you're aware of it or not. And one of the most important things about storytelling is recognizing that we are all connected. that it is an opportunity for us to recognize community. And this example of having an overwhelming list is really simple, but I think it's something we've all experienced. But the steps involved of recognizing that you're being overwhelmed, taking a step back, slowing down, looking at the bigger picture, at the bigger narrative, and shifting your perspective. And this is something that you can apply to so many different things. And the most crucial step in all of this is to slow down and to step back. And now I say this all the time, right? I'm always talking about how in the moment of worry or panic or stress, slow down and step back. It can be so hard to remind yourself that you are capable of doing that rather than spiraling further into panic or worry or stress or overanalyzing, right? Because those things are all consuming and they suck you in. But if you focus on the role that storytelling, the impact that stories can have in your life, it can be a really great gateway out of panic. Because this moment of feeling overwhelmed, this moment of stress is just one part of your story. And on top of it being just one part of your giant story, you're also only experiencing one narrative, one perspective within the context of a much bigger story. And this isn't to say that your experience is not valid or there should be no reason why you feel overwhelmed. All of these little tiny moments that add up into your bigger story are extremely significant, but they're not the entire story. That doesn't remove the value of this experience. It just helps you kind of wrap your mind around it a little bit more. And so if you're finding this connection hard to make between storytelling and your own life and the way that you see stories in your life, I would say go find a book or a movie or a show at that and go fall in love with it. And I mean head over heels in love with it. It does not have to be an intelligent story. It does not have to be sophisticated. I don't care what kind of story it is. It can be the goofiest romance or whatever you want it to be, whatever you just fall in love with. All it has to be is something that you feel connected to. And that bond with that story is something that is so unique and it will impact you and it will stick with you. And it may help you bridge that gap between realizing that there are so many perspectives. There are so many narratives in this world around us. There are so many stories that build up our belief systems. There's so many stories that build up the way that we go about our lives, the way that we motivate ourselves, the way that we make our decisions and we have our values. Stories are such a huge part of our lives. And I do think that that may be harder to understand if you haven't fallen in love with a story before. If you need suggestions, just let me know. I've got great suggestions. I could, whether it's a book, a movie, or a show, I love all three. And I'd be happy to give some suggestions. But one reason that I'm just so adamant about all of this, other than my obvious reason of my pre-existing love that I have for storytelling and of books specifically, is I've actually been learning a lot about the significance of stories and storytelling on our brain development. And as a lot of you know, I'm about 2 months away from having my first kiddo and getting into the final stages of pregnancy, which is a whole story. And but what I want to focus on is that given my love for books, I'm obviously very excited to introduce my first child to all kinds of books and stories. And I can't wait to see what he likes and see what his favorites are, right? I really can't. I'm so curious to see, to fall in love with what he falls in love with. And one thing that I've been doing to prepare, which is probably not surprising, is I'm reading a lot of books about pregnancy, about breastfeeding, about brain development, about your childhood, about the way that children see the world. And I'm reading a lot of books, which fits the theme of the show. And I know it's not shocking. But something that really keeps coming up throughout all of these different resources that I'm looking into, all of these different authors and doctors and professionals in these various fields who are sharing their experience and sharing their stories, is this: so many of them are hugely adamant that one of the biggest gifts that you can give your child is to help them fall in love with reading from an early age. And there's a lot of scientific data that supports this, you know, about helping them with their reading skills and helping them with just a lot of tangible skills and the values you can learn from the stories and things like that, right? But the thing that is really hitting me with this consistency, because it is across the board, everyone is really adamant, one of the biggest gifts you can give your child is to help them fall in love with reading and fall in love with stories. And it's just made me realize that a lot of what I think the reason why I'm so focused on the role of storytelling is because it results in increased empathy. It results in the ability to empathize with people who have completely different experiences than our own. It introduces so many different topics of things that we never would experience. It gives us a window into different perspectives, right? It encourages creativity and imagination when so much of our world really quiets that and says that it's not necessary. But reading fiction and reading fantasy really encourages how creative can you get? How do you personally visualize that magic? It may be we may have read the exact same thing, but we visualize it completely differently. And I love that because when we read something like that, we are interacting with it. We are reading it through the context of our own perspective, through our own creativity, through our own mind. And I am going to have a different experience than you are reading that story because I'll interpret it differently. I will visualize it in my mind's eye differently, right? So the creativity encouragement part of it is just remarkable. I think it also really encourages bravery. Whether you're reading fantasy or you're reading a biography, so much of the time we are educating ourselves on the different ways that we can handle different situations. And this is true in children's books and in adults' books, right? If you look at a picture book for a kid, it's all about values and manners and how to be respectful and how to be thoughtful and how to be kind and how to be brave. It's all of these skills that through storytelling, our children are able to absorb and understand. While if you just say, hey, do this and be this way, that's not going to go in. That won't be absorbed. That won't be applied most of the time. And it really is sitting with me that the fact that all of these professionals suggesting that we really encourage a love of stories and a love of reading in our young children, setting themselves up to be able to empathize with people who have different experiences and different perspectives. It sets themselves up so that they are able to put down their own perspective and listen and truly hear. it opens up an opportunity for them to connect with people who they maybe would have thought they had nothing in common with. Maybe they don't have anything in common, and they're still able to connect because of that ability to empathize with something that is entirely different. I think about how emotional and how opinionated so many of us can get around fantasy, right? I think a great example is Game of Thrones. Everyone was really opinionated about that last season. It differed from the books and how they went off, and they did not like how everything happened with Daenerys, and I won't nerd out on you. But think about it. We all got so opinionated about fantasy, about so many things that don't exist in our reality, that we do not know what those situations feel like, that we do not know what it's like to ride a dragon, but we can picture it and we can imagine it. And we have nothing in common with these people in these stories in a like a tactical real life concept, right? But what we do have in common is human relationships, is human connection. So much of these stories are just filled with such rich connections with other people, with the other important people in their lives, that we know exactly what that feels like, where we can imagine so clearly how it would feel to be betrayed that way, or how it would feel to be loved that way. And we know what that feels like. And that's where the empathy comes in, even though we have nothing else in common. The only thing that we have in common is human connection, then that means that we have something in common with every single person on this planet. And that's where the community comes from. That is where you're able to empathize with people on a much deeper level. That is where that connection can start. Where if you don't have that practice, if you don't have that conscious connection, if you don't have that value of storytelling and that acknowledgement that, wow, this is such a huge part of my life, it can be so much harder to find that empathy for someone that you think you have nothing in common with. But what you have in common is human emotion, is life experience. And that's just true across the board. And it's really powerful. And I'm going to try to wrap up my rants here because I could go on and on about the role of storytelling and the way that it just has such a huge impact on all of our lives. And I'm just going to make sure I didn't miss any of you guys in the chat room before we sign off for the day. And it looks like we've had a bit of a quiet day, and that's fine. You guys are also welcome to. I'll check the chat room throughout the week if you want to contribute your favorite story or something to the chat room to the as you're listening later on in the week. But until our next show, which will be next Monday at noon Pacific time, you will find me at One to Listen. I'm an advisor along with so many other wonderful advisors at One Two. I try to be online for most of my day as I'm going about my, well, this wonderful week of getting to really settle into fall. It's going to be such a wonderful week, you guys. I really can't wait. And I'll be available to take any calls if you guys have some questions that you can't get off your mind, or if you just are feeling stuck or you need some guidance. I'm more than happy to help in that field in any way that I can. And if I'm not available, you can schedule a call with me by clicking on my profile and you can hit schedule a call. You can also look at time-based services, which are a great way to save a little bit of money on the full price days. And then also check out email-based services. All of us on One to Listen have a lot of really great offers on email-based services, which are a great way where we can get a little creative with the ways that we can offer support. And Until then, I really appreciate all of you. I hope you enjoyed this little ramble into storytelling today, and I hope you all get some time to curl up with your favorite book or get lost in your favorite show, because that is what fall should be about. And yeah, enjoy the rest of your week, everybody. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next Monday.